Good evening, I'm Robert Baird.
And I'm Charlotte Crawford, and you're listening to the new Hill News Radio Show on KSLU.
Our purpose is to give you, the students, a sneak peek at this week's issue in Hill News. On tonight's episode, Charlotte talks divestment with Emily Harrington.
After that, Bobby will be speaking with Jack Lyons about women's ice hockey.
And we're going to close off the show by giving you guys a special treat. Harrison Cobb and Dylan Black of American String Circus will be in the studio, along with George Sammons of Peacock and the Birds, talking about the Nepal Benefit Concert, which happened last night. So we're off to Charlotte, talking with Emily Harrington.
Hi, Emily. Emily's going to talk to us about divestment. Why don't you explain what divestment is?
So divestment is when an organization or an institution, like a school in this case, sells all of its stocks or financial interests in a specific cause.
In this case, we're focused on fossil fuels. So we are trying to get the Board of Trustees to agree to sell our stocks in the top 200 fossil fuel companies in the country. Awesome. Okay, thanks. Why don't you explain what your position is in the club and why the interest?
So I'm part of the executive board, and I'm an environmental studies economics major, so the intersection of finance and the environment is really interesting to me.
Tell us a little bit about whether or not you found it challenging to sort of gather some support on campus.
It has been pretty tricky. Life is so good on campus at SLU for everyone that I feel like sometimes we can get a little bit apathetic. So it's hard to get people to really rally behind a cause, but we do believe that this is really important and that people recognize that. So we're hoping to have some more success this semester.
Very cool. Why don't you explain sort of the process by which you sort of rally people behind you?
So the main part of what we've been doing so far has been gathering signatures. So you might on campus in the future, in the coming weeks, see divestment representatives coming to club meetings, houses, and sports teams to try to rally some signatures and also kind of get, you know, sports teams and organizations to stand behind divestment as a group. And we're also going to be hosting some events, hopefully, and some more presentations to kind of explain more about what people can do. And you can also look out for newsletters weekly that we'll be posting as well.
Emily wrote an article this week for The Hill that's coming out tomorrow, so you can look for that. That'll have all the information you might need about upcoming stuff. Bobby, why don't you?
Sounds great. That was a wonderful interview. We're gonna cut to some music now. American String Circus cover of "I Will Survive."
Well, at first I was afraid, I was petrified, kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights just thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. And so you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here with that look upon your face. I should have changed my friggin' life. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd had known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me, so now don't walk out the door, don't turn around now, cause I'm not welcome anymore. Aren't you the one who tried to break me with your ties? Oh, yeah.
How about American String Circus with I Will Survive? Beautiful harmonies. So I'm here today with Jack Lyons, and we're going to talk about ice hockey. How you doing, Jack?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. So how'd the girls play last week?
Well, they had two games. They had a game on Saturday, and they had a game on Sunday. They were both against Northeastern out of Hockey East. They played pretty well on Saturday. They skated to a 2-2 tie with the Huskies, and they looked pretty good. I did not see the game on Sunday.
All right. So what does pretty good mean? Like, walk me through that.
Pretty good means there was a lot of roster turnover up front for them. They weren't sure, you know, where some of the goals were going to come from, and they lost their star goaltender. So there's been a bit of a rotation between their top three right now, trying to figure out who's going to really anchor the Saints in net. But for their first regular season game with a lot of new faces in the lineup, they meshed pretty well. They had some good chemistry on the ice, especially the returning players. And all in all, they skated pretty well. They stayed with Northeastern, who's a pretty quick team who has a lot of offensive talent.
Wow. Yeah, so how do we think we're going to place this year? Like, we do have a lot of turnover, but is there potential?
There's a lot of potential. I believe they were picked to finish fifth in both the media and coaches poll, which is good enough to get them into the ECAC tournament. The top eight teams on the women's side get in. They will most likely not challenge Harvard and Clarkson for the top spot, but they are certainly going to be competitive, and they definitely have a chance to get into the top four and earn home ice advantage in the first round of the playoffs.
Well, that would be nice. So maybe in next year, once the team is more comfortable.
Next year, again, they're gonna suffer a bit of roster turnover on defense, more so than offense. But, I mean, you know, Chris Wells does a great job of recruiting. Even Ted Wisner handles the recruiting himself, but that coaching staff in general does a great job of recruiting, and they've always got good leaders, and they always have good talent. So, you know, this year they'll be good, not the top team, but they'll be good, and likely to be the same in the next few years.
Well, that should be fun to see. Who are they facing off against next?
They have Clarkson, a home-and-home series, so they'll be at Clarkson on Friday, and then they'll play here on Saturday.
Well, we better be there.
Yeah, I will. Definitely.
To show some. So you're kind of taking on the role here as like the sports journalist. What's that like?
Well, sports, yes, but in particular hockey. I write about the women's and the men's teams, not just for the Hill News. I have a few off-campus sites that I cover them for.
Oh, really?
USCHO, which is U.S. College Hockey Online, and then Along the Boards. It's fun. You know, I'm a huge hockey fan, and I was really excited to get to see the games when I got here as a freshman. And I've only missed, I think, I probably missed six or seven of the home games since I got here. And it's fun to just, you know, be a, not necessarily a part of the team, but get to interact with the team and not just see them play on the ice, but see sort of what goes on behind the scenes during practice, and just to get to know the kids, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So when you say behind the scenes, like, how behind do you get to
well,
go?
Well,
like,
I mean, I'm
in the locker room.
You know,
like,
I don't discuss tactics with Greg Carville or Chris Wells.
Okay.
No, but you get to know the players, you know, off the ice. You know, certainly everybody knows some of the players just by living with them or having classes with them, but you get to talk to them after games, before practice, interview them for different stories, and you get to see sort of how they portray themselves as hockey players.
Right.
It's definitely cool.
That's a great way of putting that. So, you know, you write for all these publications. How do you juggle that with, like, school?
It's not that hard, because the games are Friday and Saturday.
Right.
So chances are at 7 o'clock on a Friday or Saturday, I'm not going to be doing homework anyway. It's fun. It doesn't feel like work. So, you know, that 3 to 4 hours a week where I'm writing or at the games, it doesn't feel like work. So I don't feel like it's adding an extra time commitment to my week in addition to everything else that I do on campus. So for me, it's almost time off when I get to watch hockey and write about it.
Right, you go out, have a couple beers, maybe. No, we can't say that here.
I don't drink before the games.
Not before the game. No, you need to be in the proper state of mind.
Yes, clear-minded.
Right. So, do you do all the work? Like, do you take photos?
I take pictures, yep. I live tweet the games. And then I go down after and I do the interviews. For the girls, I'm usually the only one there, but for the guys, there's usually a reporter from the Watertown Daily Times there.
Oh, really?
So it's good. And then I got to go to Lake Placid last year when the guys made the ECAC, Final Four, and that was a lot of fun, sitting up in the press box with, national media and seeing the games and interviewing Quinnipiac, Colgate, Harvard, and St. Lawrence, so that was a lot of fun.
That's really cool. So did you meet any cool, sports journalists?
A lot of the guys that I spent most of the weekend with, I've talked to for 2-plus years now, because the college hockey community, players, coaches, and the media is pretty close. We have a lot of interaction with each other, so most of them I knew, but it was good to get to talk to them in person instead of just over Twitter and stuff like that.
Wow, that's so. One of the cool things that you've said here is that you live tweet the games. What's that like?
It's fun, It's just, I've always, when I watch hockey, I'm always pretty engaged in what's going on in the game, and it's nice to be able to put that out on a social media platform and, get, players, friends, or, family members sometimes even retweeting the tweets or responding to it, so it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So any closing words on, girls hockey, ice hockey in general?
For me, it always disappoints me a little bit when I go to the women's games and see that they're not pulling the same kind of crowds that the guys do, because they work just as hard, and I think they deserve just as much attention from St. Lawrence fans and from national media, too.
Well, I agree with that, and I think that you're helping them out with your stuff. All right, so we're going to transition back here to a little bit of music, another String Circus ballad. This was Jack Lyons. Thanks so much for being here with us, Jack.
Thank you, Bobby.
San Antonio. Well, when I was just a baby, oh, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. Well, I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. Well, I bet there's rich folks eating in their fancy dining cars. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep moving, and that's what tortures me.
How about that, American String Circus? Well, guess what? I have a surprise for you. They're here today. Some of them, at least. A couple of them. We're here with Harrison Cobb and Dylan Black. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Good.
Thanks for having
Pretty
us.
Good. We also have another band member in appearance, George Sammons of Peacock and the Birds. George, how you doing?
I'm good, you?
Yeah, I'm great. So just gather around that. We're a little limited on microphones here tonight, so we're going to get a interesting sound. So guys, you all played at the Nepal Benefit concert last weekend. How was that? Harrison, why don't you tell us?
It was a lot of fun, man. We got to open up for a really cool band called the DuPont Brothers. We had an awesome workshop before, so that was cool. And we got to play after these guys too, Peacock and the Birds, and that was a blast. You guys kind of inspired us there, so that was cool.
Yeah, it was the first time I'd ever seen Peacock and the Birds. It was such a great show.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. The DuPont Brothers were killer. That was an awesome concert, and it was for a good cause, so that always helps.
So what's this workshop?
The workshop. Well, they had two different workshops, actually. They're in the music library, but you were there, you know. But I don't know, maybe I was just seeing things. But the first one was about how to go on tour with a band and how to be, as he said, or how to have a career as a musician, which was really cool to hear about. And the second one was about songwriting, and we kind of just broke down all the different ways we wrote songs and some popular artists like Father John Misty. So that was really cool.
That's really cool. So going on tour, I understand you guys both toured last summer, String Circus.
We didn't really tour. You want to talk?
Yeah, sure. We didn't really tour as a band, String Circus, very much. We did have a couple gigs in the summer that we did do, like my brother's wedding party, a couple small gigs. We are trying to tour this summer, however, and we're trying to set up dates and get a CD set up after that lecture that we had. We got step-by-step instructions on how to set it up, and we're starting to do that.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. So what's the process like?
The process. Like Dylan just said, the first thing we want to do is really have a nice sounding recording. Maybe in this room right here, actually, the recording room, which would be cool.
Well, maybe I can help you with that. Well, Dylan probably could. Dylan's the expert here, I think. Yeah,
that'd be cool.
You can use the sound tape.
Yeah, definitely. So we're going to get that. We have to get a few more pieces of sound equipment just to put some stuff together, be able to travel without having to rent a sound guy, because that's expensive and dollars out of the pocket. And then it's all about calling venues and negotiating and trying to work out a tour route. And like they said, I guess line up shows pretty close to each other so that we don't waste gas money, and we'll probably all sleep in a van together or something, so that'll be a very big bonding.
Get to know each other really well, yeah.
Yeah, we'll become more of a family than a band almost, but it'll be cool. I'm excited.
Yeah, so String Circus touring the Northeast?
Yeah.
Probably this summer?
Yeah. We have a gig lined up in upstate New York so far. I'm not actually sure where yet. But then I think, I don't know what you feel, but I kind of want to tour like the Burlington area and stuff like that.
Down to Boston, probably.
Yeah.
Well, that should be fun.
Yeah, man.
So, George, tell me about this band, Peacock and the Birds. Like, what's their deal?
I don't know, Bobby. You tell me. You're in the band as well.
You know what? I think...
No, it's a fairly new band. We started out last semester, and I think this is a name we're actually going to stick. We had about a different name for every concert.
Different name for every concert.
Yeah.
Tell me some of those names.
We had Lugubrious Larry's, which I think Jenna Buchleitner, shout out to her, she told us that Lugubrious was like sad. We didn't want to be the sad Larry's. We kind of wanted to make everybody happy. So, I don't know, Jack Peacock's kind of the figurehead, shreds on the guitar, so it's kind of his baby, and so we said, let's call ourselves the Peacock. The band Peacock and the Birds, and so went from there, and we'll see if it sticks. Who knows? We've only had one concert with Peacock and the Birds, so we're still on that route. So if we have another concert and we still call ourselves Peacock and the Birds, we're heading in the right direction.
Well, yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah.
So those are some interesting covers you played. What was that second one? Tell me about that.
What was the second one?
The second cover in the list. Talk to me about that. Like, it sounded kind of familiar.
And then went into...
St. James Infirmary. I just didn't know which... I forgot the set list. Glad Harrison remembered. But, so we did Half Full Glass of Wine, and then the second song we did was a cover of St. James Infirmary, which is a New Orleans dirge, and it's pretty morbid when you listen to the lyrics.
Didn't really sound like that halfway through.
We stumbled upon a trombone shorty rendition of St. James Infirmary, and it had that Latin spice that you'd hear if you guys listened to the recording, and I don't know, it just went from there. Big jam. We have a lot of horns. We just kept adding them, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, just we're probably going to have more by the next time.
So String Circus played some pretty awesome covers, too. I was, early in the show, we played I Will Survive, and you guys kill that.
Thank you, man.
How did you put that together? Like, talk to me about that.
How did you put that together? Well, I started playing that song on my own last summer, just while I was hanging at home. And that is, I guess I brought it to school here. I brought it to school and played it for these guys. And we started playing it without Louisa, because she was abroad last year, first semester. So it was me, Dylan, and our bassist, Lucas. And we played it, but we didn't really arrange it the way we had. You know, we started out slow now and kind of just really emphasize the harmonies me and Louisa do.
Oh, my God, you guys certainly do.
Cool, thank you, man.
Yeah, it sounds great.
So we just kind of locked ourselves in a room for like a day and worked out the harmonies a couple hours and perfected that one, and now we love playing it. It's kind of our go-to fun dancing song. It's cool.
Well, it sounds good. So the one thing that kind of struck me about the show, and this being a Nepal benefit concert, was that, like, sound sandbox set. That,
That was interesting. It was very interesting.
All the drums and stuff.
Yeah, it was like an Afro-Nepali kind of mixture, you know?
Yeah, it was really cool. A lot of different rhythms. It actually kind of took me back to David Henderson's Music to the World class.
Really?
Throwback. Great class.
You guys were both in that together?
No.
Not together, no.
Oh, but you've both taken it?
Yep.
We've all taken it, yep.
Everyone's taken it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I've got to take this class.
Yeah, you should, man.
Requirement for music majors.
Well, tell me a bit about it.
So it's really about African.
Hard to describe.
And, yeah, it's tough. It's
broad.
But there is a lot of sections where he focuses on Nepali music, and as well as like South African drumming and Eastern Asian drumming, and that's like kind of what the Sound Sandbox is doing. So it was really cool.
Yeah, no, it was really good, and it's honestly like this is for such a good cause.
Yeah,
it's nice to see them playing that.
Yeah, we were here for the first time this happened during senior week after the earthquake, and so it was a lot of fun to see how quick everybody kind of band together and threw this thing together, and with a little more organization, we got the DuPont brothers, which was killer, and it's turning into a really well known cause on this campus, and I think to me I didn't really understand our roots or our connections with Nepal, and or how strong it was until after the earthquake and when we started these concerts. And so, yeah, I don't know, it's been fun to be part of that. And speaking of that, while I have the time, there is a show on Saturday, if this is heard before then, and it's in the Annex. And we will be continuing the project set forth on the Nepal Benefit Concert. American String Circus will be there as well as the Peacock and the Birds. And we'd like to see all you guys there. We'll be handing around buckets for donations.
So. Well, that sounds great. If this does air before then, which is kind of unlikely, we'll see. Yeah, I'll see if
we'll
I can turn
it
around
anyway.
Tomorrow.
And when you hear this, just know, oh, yeah, I was there.
We will see you there.
Thank you.
Harrison Cobb, George Sammons, and Dylan Black talking about their Nepal benefit concert and their band. So I guess we'll close with a little song by Peacock and the Birds. We've been playing Nepal Musical Night. So thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How's everybody doing tonight? We're Peacock and the Birds. We're happy to be here. It's for a great cause, and we're happy to be playing with a bunch of great musicians. We had the fortune of hearing the sound check of the DuPont brothers, and they sound amazing, so please stick ahead and just stay with them. They sound awesome, and we're just very happy to be here. We're going to switch it up a bit. Please feel free to dance. We don't have enough room up here, so we're going to live vicariously through all you guys dancing, hopefully. Wouldn't be home late tonight.
wounds. Leave me no choice but to plow my revenge.
So that was Peacock and the Birds doing a cover of their Tame Impala, that Tame Impala hit Half Full Glass of Wine. So, Charlotte, how was your weekend?
My week was okay. I just got quite a bit of really stressful stuff out of the way. How about you?
Oh, yeah, no, my entire week was super stressful. A lot of work last night. Today was kind of nice, handed in all my assignments. Came here, did the pilot show.
Nice. It's going well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Stressful week for everybody. It's kind of crunch time, but should be a good weekend. Parents are coming up.
Yeah. Oh, parents' weekend.
Yep. Are your parents coming?
Oh, they definitely are.
Mine are definitely not.
Oh, really?
I don't invite them.
Oh, you don't invite them?
No. It's too far.
Oh, it's too far?
Mm-hmm.
There are no other reasons motivating?
No. No. Good relationships with my parents.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My parents are coming up. Two of my friends are coming too, so I'm looking forward to the weekend.
Very cool. Sounds fun.
Yeah. Anything else to add, or should we just dive into some upcoming events of the week?
I'm okay, actually. Let me hear the upcoming events, though.
Let's see. We have this really cool conflict and war thing in the art gallery right now that everyone should check out. I walk through there every day. There's some really awesome Vietnam photography. And it really changes the way you kind of look at conflict and war and, you know, turns it upside down. Sunday, there's a gospel choir. Check that out. We got fitness classes reoccurring forever. And, of course, the Hill News. Tomorrow, I'll be picking that up.
Hitting the stands, Hill News.
Hell yeah.
Featuring everyone that you just heard.
Yeah, so who did we just hear today?
First, we were talking to Emily Harrington, a friend of mine, a housemate. She was telling us a little bit about divestment and their efforts, what they're going to be doing the next few weeks. After that, we heard from Jack Lyons about, did I say his name right?
Yeah,
about,
no, you did.
Female ice hockey. And after that, we talked to a few bands. You want
to? Yeah, no, we talked. We just talked to Harrison Cobb and Dylan Black of American String Circus, and George Sammons of Jack Peacock and the Birds. And both those bands will be playing tomorrow at the Annex for the Stoop Show. Make sure to check that out. So once again, I'm Robert Baird.
I'm Charlotte Crawford. And one last thing that I just remembered. The highlight of tomorrow's current events is from 4 to 5 in the Winston Room, Bobby's and my poster presentation of our summer internship for Parents Weekend. Everyone, come down.
Oh, it's going to be phenomenal.
We're going to be killing it. So.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Great way to start your weekend.
Maybe we'll even play this at it.
Maybe we will. Maybe also we won't.
We probably won't. All right. Well, bye-bye, Charlotte.
Bye, Bobby. Good times.